fresh. Check,
Oh, we. Well, folks, welcome to the Brandon Jamel Show, the most epic podcast in the world. Today, in BJS, in welcome to the BJS studio, Jack Bensinger, Eric Rahill, Nate Verone, hosts of the Joy Tactics podcast.
Ooh, big cheers.
What's up, guys? What's everybody? What's everybody drinking?
Cheers.
I'm drinking a little leftover water right now.
Oh, this is that Nicaragua.
You got the Nicaragua.
You gotta have leftovers.
So I'm the only one drinking soda.
Interesting.
Interesting.
I'm just coming off of soda. I was drinking ginger ale all of January, dog. I call it January. That's how many ginger ales.
Did you do dry January?
Yeah, Canada dry, motherfucker.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the real style.
Yep.
Yeah. That was awesome.
That's sick. Did you experience amazing mental effects?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I was just, my mind was feeling clear because my tummy wasn't rumbly. You dig?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, yep. Just clarity.
You got to, I was doing the, I did dry January. They saw me. They saw me.
You did the real dry January.
I was doing dry January. I was locked in. They saw
you were locked down for sure.
People were worried about you though, Brandon.
They said I was too tapped in.
This man needs a vodka tonic. He's acting too wild.
Did that first?
What I would achieve.
Did that first hit of liquor feel so scary good?
Oh Lord. You know.
Do you think there's medical alcohol? You know what I'm saying? Like in the way where people are like, you shouldn't smoke, but some people, they really need to smoke to focus or to sleep. Like maybe somebody, if they have a hyperactive kidney or something that's like cleaning way too much out of it and you need to like tone down the livers or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Shit.
So the doctor's like, okay, here's Fireball, medically activated Fireball.
medical Grey Goose. Yeah.
Medical gas station, tiny bottle of Fireball.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Yeah,
man, that's what got my uncle.
Prescription Fireball. Grade
that's
Fireball.
That's what got him.
Fireball.
That's what got him good.
That's what kind of. Well, he passed away a few years ago, and we were like cleaning out his house, and it was so many Fireball bottles and Crown Royal.
Oh no, damn. I thought you were joking, Eric.
Nah.
I thought he was too. I was about to ask about the Six Flags thing. Damn.
I don't joke on this type of shit anymore.
He doesn't. Eric doesn't play about his uncles. Wait, I'm sorry, man.
Dude,
yeah,
it's all good.
Condolences.
Appreciate you guys.
Like, that was the main thing. That was his main thing, was the tiny.
It seemed like that way because he had all those purple. He had like hella purple bags from the Crown Royal. You know how they put Crown Royal in the velvet?
Was he using them to hold change?
No, he just put them all in like a Safeway bag. Like, they were all just, there's just hella of, he must have been saving them.
I mean, those velvet bags are nice.
Yeah, you want to hold on to those.
My family,
you can make a car seat out of that.
Little games in there.
Yeah. Oh, you keep bananagrams in there? You keep bananagrams in
yours? Oh, that is where you could easily keep it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. I haven't played that shit in a minute.
This is also, so this is your first time meeting. This is the first time you guys met Jamel.
Never met Jamel before.
This is how I prefer to meet people, though.
True.
Just on a podcast.
Online, at the crib. Yeah.
Makes it easy.
It keeps the lines of like friendship real clear.
Well, you know, Jack, yeah. Jamel, you know, Jack is Nova. Jack is Nova as they come.
Nova, I didn't want to assume, but because I had just
Boston
seen
Mall.
Okay. Oh,
you're Nova'd out as well.
I'm from the town.
Whoa, the caps. Oh my God, I didn't even realize.
Super town.
You're capped out. Shit. Cap,
I'm still wearing Wizards gear.
I'm wearing Bullets gear place. Still.
Yeah. And so they're not called the Wizards anymore? Does that team not exist?
Nah, they're still the Wizards. But we want them to be the Bullets.
Did y'all ever see the
Wizards, Michael cool
Jordan
name,
like play for the Wizards?
Like in real life?
Yeah,
real life. That was before my time. I feel like that was.
I saw that shit.
Yeah. Was it sad or was it awesome?
Was he tired?
Listen, it was cool. It would be cool until like right around March when once you realize like we really wasn't going to make the playoffs and like he's like mentally abusing our top draft pick. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
once that became real, it was like, damn, this shit ain't that fun.
Wait, how was he mentally abusing the top draft?
He drafted, he was the GM as well as on the team.
No.
And he picked He picked Kwame Brown, which on a side note, Kwame Brown's YouTube channel is amazing. He just wears crazy button-ups and like is on cocaine.
He does cocaine reviews?
I think he's doing cocaine reviews on YouTube right now.
Shout out to Kwame Brown.
We drafted him mad young. And yeah, Mike used to just shit on him. Like, you remember hearing about how like Kobe Bryant was like yelling at Jeremy Lin and stuff? Like, he did that on 1000. He's just calling Kwame Brown a bitch every day.
Oh, hell. He was trying to toughen him up. He was trying to get him ready.
Wearing bigger and bigger jeans to Eric, in front of him. He kept wearing. That's why he started wearing the big jeans, because Kwame Brown was so much bigger than him. Jordan would just come in the locker room and be like, bitch, we wear the same size. What's up?
I mean, Mike,
and then he was on him.
MJ was, he like didn't tip, right? That's a,
I believe
that's
it.
That's one of the big MJ fun facts off the court.
That's so sad, man.
He doesn't tip?
Doesn't tip.
That is so what much worse to me than physical violence. If someone doesn't tip, it's just goodbye. Goodbye. No, but if they're slicing someone, who cares?
No, I'm a 25% default guy.
Yeah, easily.
But my money is not right. And I could be like MJ.
Like it's dirty.
It's dirty.
Not like it's not existent. This dude's finances is crazy.
My finances are fucked up. You know,
tax time is not. I'm doing his taxes now. The shit has got me. That's why we're doing this shit remote. I'm buried in this nigga's taxes.
We're doing this shit remote because I'm in Tel Aviv right now, opening up for Tiffany Haddish.
Oh shit! Congrats,
she's
man.
Doing a Dude. Residency.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
she's kind of bounced back, didn't she? Quickly.
Wait, from what? Which part?
DUI.
The DUI.
The DUI definitely. It felt like they were trying to get her out of here with the DUI.
Right, but look at where her ass is now.
She's protected.
She's in the center of the old world, the biblically old world.
We've been the Joy Tactics Instagram account has been cyber attacked.
Oh we yeah,
coming under fire. Yeah,
someone hacked into it.
Last night we got hacked. Our Instagram account got hacked, and I went on the page. We only follow like 3 accounts, and there was like this bad, like just a bad chick was on the feed, and I was like, "What? Who is this? Like, we don't follow like anyone on this. We follow like TMZ, and it was like we definitely didn't follow this chick." And then I looked at all the stories were like all these like OnlyFans models. And I was like, what is going on? And I went and we're all of a sudden following 300
pogs.
Pogs.
Ooh, uh-huh.
Essentially 300 pogs.
And I had to change the password. But it was just it's an interesting site. So, and also we need to talk about this because we haven't.
The password.
They just followed baddies.
Should we say what the password? Because
no, don't say the password.
Don't say
social media channels.
It's the old password.
It's very suspicious because the password has to do with is similar to what we followed. You know what I'm saying?
You got to say you'll change the.
We
password
have to change all our social media passwords now.
You have to change them anyways.
No, not that, but
you have to change it anyways. Right. So just say the password.
We just added a character
out today.
We can't just add a character. Yeah, you're right.
This probably will go up in a couple weeks. So if you want to tell everybody, it'll be fine.
If we just add a character, though, listen, you know I work in tech. So if we just are adding a character, they're going to get our ass again and get us even worse. So we need to change the whole structure of the password from the ground up.
All right. Our password was Penelope Cruz has the fattest ass in the world. 1128778855.
Close, pretty close.
300 pogs. Wow.
Uh-huh. I know. I thought that one of you guys followed all these women, and I was like, I told Nate already today. I was like, I don't really agree with this direction that we're taking a podcast. But I was too lazy to even like comment on it. I noticed this last night, but I was like, oh, Nate's kind of gone off on something.
Nate's going again.
But
yeah, Nate, you kind of make big swings like without asking me and Eric. I feel like pretty regularly.
True, yeah.
Yeah, but I guess that wouldn't be that far off, you know.
Did we unfollow the women?
No.
That's too much work. Just leave it.
Yeah, let's just keep it.
Just leave that shit.
Yeah. Let them stay.
Yeah.
Let them stay. Bring our girls home.
You know what? We're supporting. They're all just, you know, they're all just trying to hustle. You know what I'm saying? They're obviously a part of some sort of thing. They paid for something where it's like they get a bunch of followers, but it's like,
yeah,
you know,
and they follow back too.
Yeah. Someone follow back.
We got hella beautiful women following us.
You're going to disappoint 300 pogs.
Look, I'm just going to go through the stories right now of the gigantics.
this is okay, little apple teeny.
Yeah.
What do we got?
Okay. What was not too spicy.
Was she at Sam's Club in that last one? What were them crates?
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Whoa. Bending over.
Okay, for the listeners, Nate is scrolling through basically softcore porn right now.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
The Disney baddie.
Disney
friends. Batty just gave blood. Wait, one of them just got.
Wait,
one of them had an IV in.
Wait, so was this the extent? This was the extent of the cyber attack.
Yeah, I mean, I
think this is where it begins. I think this is the fucking calm before the storm.
Let's just say it's
phase two yet.
It's an election year, and I don't think that this will go unnoticed by the media.
That makes sense. State of the Union last night. Y'all getting hacked up. 100%. It's all lined up, man.
I need that. That was an amazing speech.
I bet two-thirds of us in this Zoom chat right now, two-thirds of us men are going to have our lives ruined by a cyber attack. I'll just say that right now.
You know what? I don't have no problem especially. With those numbers. Yeah. We the most susceptible.
I know. Mm-hmm. They go for the men, the most successful men.
Numbers are kind of the wild
online,
west.
If you a girl online, all you get is... All you hear about is new air fresheners. They don't never have no problems with online.
Yeah. No, women. Why does it? Women don't have any problems online. And we have all.
They're different.
Women have zero problems on the internet.
No.
I have women's problems online. Or no, I don't. Not exactly. But I have every one of my electronic devices thinks I am a female no matter what I do.
Oh, yeah. I tried to do the face app on Jack to make him give him a beard, and it wouldn't let me because it registered him as a woman.
And it's the same thing on all my social. Like if I make an avatar on Instagram or on my Apple ID, it always thinks I'm a woman. If I'm playing a video game, I got a female character
with the headphones on. It do kind of look like you got bangs, like you just cut them bangs up.
Thanks, man.
You look like someone named Sabrina.
Sabrina, the teenage adult baddie.
Yeah,
I guess I think I should bald bangs. Just get hair like right here,
just right there up front.
Yeah,
it's like a little chunk,
sweaty.
That's a pro fighter move. That's like a Muay Thai guy move. Just have bangs.
That'd be hard.
Jamel, you were out in Thailand for a couple years doing that, weren't you?
Yeah, a little bit. Once I after Ultra Street Fighter 4 came out, I kind of was like, listen, I'm done with like being online. Let's get on the ground with it. You know?
How old were you?
I was probably like 17 and a half, 18, 3 quarters.
Damn.
And you had a whole Thai family out there. You're still sending money from the podcast to them, supporting them.
Got a little mango sticky rice business off the ground.
Damn, that shit's good.
Yeah, we should adopt it.
We've been getting right on some TikTok. Yeah. They review us on the Thai TikToks now. So things is going all right.
Your life is about to change.
Stickyville. At Stickyville, Thailand West.
Stickyville.
The Bangladeshi
Thailand.
Border.
Yeah. You know.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been around there.
Yeah, it was almost like we went out there together,
Man. Oh, yeah. If I hadn't had all my limbs all fucked up, I'd have done the Muay Thai as well, but...
Yeah, you gotta be careful with that, because that's what all they do is kick limbs. The whole sport is just like...
Oh, it's all...
Getting hit in your joints, your ligaments. Shins.
How does Muay Thai work?
It's just like hella elbows. You just get chopped constantly with the sharp parts of another nigga's body.
Oh, Jack's doing a demo right now. I feel like we should get more into martial arts.
You were saying like you did Taekwondo for a while.
I did. I was thinking Taekwondo for a long time.
Recently?
No. This is like right before I started doing stand up.
Oh.
I stopped I stopped doing Taekwondo because I got too invested in
and really learned how to defend himself. Open mic yeah. scene.
Dude, you and Joe Rogan have like the exact same.
Yeah, I was at in Burke, Virginia, right behind the Kohl's. There's this place called and this is the name of the place. It's called Oriental Sports Academy.
Respectable.
Really, dude. Really?
The name of the place. Yeah.
And we're leaving. Bye. Man. Nice podcasting with you guys.
I don't I'm ever sorry. Say the O word.
The O word.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Oriental Sports Academy. I want to, much love to Master Stout. Master Stout was my teacher over there, and this guy, Jose. He was like a short man. His name was Master Stout, and he was like a short guy. And then it was a black guy named Jose.
Okay.
Damn.
They taught me everything I know about Taekwondo.
It's like a Final Fantasy lineup.
I think it's like blue belt, green stripes.
Oh, that's pretty high.
Blue and green.
A couple green stripes, maybe.
Something you gotta like hip toss somebody to get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I broke a board.
At least.
I definitely broke a board in I would say 2010. 2010, 2009, 2010, I broke a board for sure.
It's time That's to update that.
At your high school graduation.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I don't know. I do like, well, something I did like about this Taekwondo class is it was behind the strip mall. So it was like sort of tucked away. It was like a dojo. It was like hidden away. It was like, you know, tucked away. But a lot of Virginia karate classes are, you're a little too visible. You're like, it's like a window. It's like a window. It's like a, you know, a window shopping situation where people can just walk by and see you, which is not embarrassing if you're a kid, but like, I feel like at 31, I wouldn't want somebody walking by and seeing me learn karate.
In like a paper thin gi, discount gi, it's all you can afford. Old Spice deodorant's discoloring the armpits. You got long ass toenails.
No, it's brown. Yeah, it's a brown shade of white. And you can see my dick print. No good.
Dude, check this out. I don't want to unblur my background because there's a lot of not safe for work images back there, but I'll just do it for 1 second.
Oh.
You see that, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Basically, it's not visible, I would say, Jack.
Sorry, my bad.
Totally
sorry,
my weird.
This right here. Look at what my finger's highlighted.
Ooh, he got a belt on the... No, no.
He's got
his credentials on the...
That's a white belt.
Yeah.
What's your martial arts experience, Jack?
White. He's at a white.
I did wrestling, Brazilian jiu-jitsu way back in 2015 or so.
Hell yeah.
They got me the white belt. Right when I walked in, they basically said, this dude, we have to give him the white belt immediately upon arrival. A lot of people have to get promoted. And I was working with these two guys, John Allen something, Lee Boyd something, and they were some army guys, and they were pretty much just training me, yeah.
Interesting.
Is that the room that we did bath salts? Smelling salts? Not bath salts.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah. We did like hella bath salts. And
bringing bath salts back 11 years later.
Bath salts? New Year's Eve.
I'm at the
Jack Bensinger function on New Year's Eve. And there was a room where people were doing smelling salts. It's sort of a thing that people... You bring it out to be like, whoa, get a load of this. Oh, it feels crazy. But I do remember Patrick. Patrick was just straight up like, he got addicted.
He was with it? It felt good to him? Damn.
Yeah, you know,
Patrick, he liked it like
Patrick,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Patrick Doran.
P-Lunch.
He was just in there hitting the smelling salts crazy. Everybody else, it was like a novelty.
But he got addicted.
He was addicted.
Damn.
Fuck.
One in every 42 New Year's.
You were hitting the smelling salts, right, Eric?
I try. I was kind of scared until I had a couple of mezcal Negronis. Mm-hmm. And then you know what that shit does. It makes you very brave. And then yeah. I hit the fucking... And I just want to say, Nate, I think out of all of us, you have the most like adult Taekwondo build.
Mm. Just for the record.
Yeah, I know we moved on in conversation to smelling salts, but you could body it.
I'll talk about Taekwondo all day.
Super calloused heels, like extra calloused heels.
Just yelling at children.
Yeah. High kick, super high. Yeah. Ankle to the chin.
You're taking HGH.
And that's one of those rare rooms. Like, there's not a lot of rooms that are allowed to smell like shit.
Yeah, there's not a lot of rooms that... Ooh.
Oh, yeah. It's not... Yeah, rooms should be allowed to smell like shit.
Do you guys... who here thinks that... I know, Jack, you can whoop ass, but... Is anyone else in the pod right now think that they can like really whoop some ass?
Really get at somebody? Down to it?
Like you specifically, Nate?
Yeah, sure. If you got up against me, if I square up, you think you could beat my ass? Jack, I know you could beat my ass for sure. Brandon, you ain't got a fucking chance. I'm taking your ass out. I'm slamming. I'm going to ragdoll your fucking body into the street.
I have been waiting to watch Brandon get in a fight for 10 years. I have known this man for a decade, and I want to see it real bad.
We need to
let somebody fight him.
We need to get into boxing.
Yeah.
It's like that's one of the only true paths to stardom.
That's right. Jake Paul, Mike Tyson coming up.
Yeah.
Would you celebrity box anybody?
Mr. Brandon.
Ooh.
Nate Bronin and Brandon.
No, he'd wail. Nate could kick my ass.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that, man.
I think
it makes me that. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I would get bodied. I think I would get crushed by just about anybody. By choice. By fucking choice, by the way.
No, I mean it's yeah, I don't know. Jamel, what it you know?
I feel like my shit is uncertified. Like I got the last time I was in a physical altercation was like when you was in Taekwondo, fool, it was like 2010, yeah. 2011.
Damn.
I should have taken up Matt Rife on that fight 8 years ago.
Would have been crazy.
I should have gone to North Hollywood Park. He wanted to fight me in the park.
Is that true, Brandon?
Wait, that was
his real shit.
The big.
All right. I have some conflicting interests apparently right now. Curious. I might have to fucking be quiet the rest of the. Why did he want to take your ass out?
I was talking crap.
You're talking early Matt Rife shit.
I was cyberbullying. I was the first one.
Brandon, is this for real? 100%. He wanted to.
No,
kick your ass.
I don't know how real Matt was being, but
Matt went to the park.
There's pictures of him at the park.
He was posting pictures at the park.
Was this when his teeth was
taking selfies?
Brandon didn't want to.
Did he have teeth?
I think he.
Did he have teeth?
He had the. He had the teeth. He didn't have the fucked up teeth. He had like the new teeth.
Oh shit.
The teeth that we know and love now. But right. I just feel like the trajectory could have, you know, who's to say? Who's to say what could have happened?
He would have killed you. You would be dead.
Matt Rife.
No, because yeah. I remember watching videos of him like in like a boxing gym. And like putting in work, and I stayed out of it. I said, you know, I'm gonna stick to cyber boxing. And at the time, people were really like, wow, Brandon, you. It was a lot of you, sir, won the internet. You know,
yeah.
Kumail was, you know, he was tweeting at me, fucking D-Ray from with the blue vest. You know,
yeah.
He was like, wow, you know, great work.
Wait, I just remembered this that
Soledad O'Brien said some shit to you.
did you guys see this article? Some dude was saying that he like sucked off a executive for fame. Did you see this video?
Yeah. Now he's suing.
I think that video was, I do think that was libel probably, but it is funny that the image of him walking out the door. As
he said, before I even could like walk out the door, he was like, "So Matt, so this is how it went down in my head." The way he described it, he said, two executives were like, "If you want to be famous, suck us off right now." And he said, before I could even exit the room, Matt Rife was like immediately sucking these dudes off.
Stop it!
Like he didn't like process it all. He was like, "All right, let's go, man."
Oh man,
and it worked.
That's the acting bug. That's how powerful the acting bug is.
Well, that's like good luck Chuck for business, you know what I'm saying, instead of marriages.
I have an image. Somebody sent me this drawing that I sent all of you
all the way in the chat.
Oh, I love drawings.
Let's see. Yeah. Oh wow,
it's just
whoa, interesting.
This is,
did you just do that?
You did that quick?
No, somebody else sent me that.
Damn, that is.
Brandon just said the worst stick figure drawing I've ever seen in my life. But I barely can make out that this is a rendering of with what I just described.
Oh my god,
that's so funny.
The little dude at the door.
He's getting out there quick. That is so funny.
He would have wailed on me, but we talked it out. We met at the Laugh Factory, we squashed the beef, and he told me good. That he told me that he could have made the boss man call. And he told his shooters to stand down. But he said, yeah, like I had a couple of friends that were like ready to jump you.
The Matt Rife militia.
Oh yeah, I don't know. This is
you don't want to mess with them dudes, man.
No, but, you don't.
You know, he called it off. He called it off.
And a whole squad of dudes with veneers?
Oh shit.
On top of you,
a bunch of like just
they're
a
like
bunch
sharp.
Of, like, Chads.
Yeah. Damn.
It's a bunch of like Chads with DSLs.
Like hella Chanel blue cologne, like sharp cologne.
Do y'all know
like a Macy's is walking towards you.
A dust cloud of Chanel cologne. And I come out of it bloodied and bruised.
Crap.
That could have been great for me.
We're going to get you in some celebrity boxing soon.
Yeah.
Once I'm done with these taxes, we'll start promoting this fight. Give me a couple weeks.
Damn.
Sift through all this stuff.
Yeah, man. I was talking VA earlier just because, you know, me and Jack, you know, Jack's been in, dude, I'm surprised you and Jamel haven't met because Jack's been in my parents' basement.
Whoa.
He could, you know, he could dox my parents if he wanted to.
Listen, the next time I'm out there, we got to hit Bahama Breeze or something, man. Let's go to the
MGM.
Yeah, Potomac did. Mills or something.
Last time, Potomac Mills.
Hell yeah.
Last time we were in the DMV at the same time around Thanksgiving, Jack took me to the casino.
Oh, hey.
Can we talk about that actually?
Yes.
Please. So it was you and your two high school friends.
Yeah.
Michael and then Rogers me and my Zach sister's Seven. Husband.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Me and my sister's husband, who has a kid, another on the way. Beautiful. So we all piled in a car and went to the casino. Mm-hmm. Now,
National Harbor.
We sit at the table. National Harbor, MGM. Can't go wrong, Maryland. The local community loves that it's there. It did block them out from accessing the waterfront that they previously had, but they said that they didn't want it anyways, is what I heard. So now we're sitting at
people
these tables.
Temple
I'm
Hills.
Up.
No, we don't want no water.
No, hell, there's the last thing they want because they got the Atlantic Ocean already to the east. What do we want? The fucking Potomac?
More
that,
water?
Let
they
us
want
breathe.
That Buffalo slot machine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that
oh,
one.
Yeah. They want the Gaylord Hotel and the Qdoba.
It's a machine with like just a big ass buffalo on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, running at you.
Yeah.
And it's full of money.
You got to get it. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I interrupted.
It's okay, man. So Brandon, I'm up $200.
The whole podcast.
Yeah.
my sister's husband up $250.
Yeah.
Okay.
You and your friends, you guys kind of were not wanting to gamble.
No,
is it because of something?
I'm not skilled at it like you. We were at the Flintstone slot machine.
Yeah.
Well, Brandon has no impulse control. He can't gamble because he can't stop doing things. Like, once he does the thing, it'll just be.
He'll That's lose who his should shirt, gamble, you know though, kind of.
Yeah.
We need to use that for good, though. You should get addicted to volunteering or some shit.
Uh-huh. He does, actually. He's heavy at the ceiling. He'd be out there.
Yeah. We don't, you know, I don't have to. It would cancel out the virtue if I were to talk about
He's been volunteering at Nancy Pelosi's
the hammer
Paul's house rehabilitating Paul Pelosi.
Yeah.
Is he all right? Is he back?
He's back.
Well, you tell us, man.
I saw him on pickleball.
Wait, no, I'm willing to gamble. I just need you to sort of hold my hand a little bit, honestly, cuz
Be
careful with Jack. Because Jack doesn't have a lot of real vices other than candy, but I would say fucking gambling is. Nate, remember when we rolled up to Jack and he was just he blew through about $100 in about 1 second.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Wait, we'll circle back to gambling, but I feel like you eat like a lot of Nerds gummy clusters.
Those are the best.
Is that true?
No. The opposite direction. I eat the old timey stuff. I eat the Werther's,
Charleston shoes,
black licorice,
shoes,
Chuckles. He's a bit of honey guy.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I like the World War One candy. Yeah. They didn't need to go any farther.
An O Henry.
You could suck that shit for 3 straight months living in a trench.
That's what's
atomic
so good about
fireballs.
It,
remember those?
Yeah.
Cinnamon.
Oh shit! Yeah,
oh, those are yeah.
I used to volunteer. Speaking of volunteering, I used to go sing to older people with a young group of Christian boys. I think we talked about this on the Yeah But Still one, where we sang to like a dying man. Anyways, but afterwards we'd go to this woman, Grandma Florence's house, and our treat for singing to these dying people was to go into her. She had a drawer of candy like in an old dresser. And all of the candy, I think, was like definitely from the 80s, like, because this was the 90s. So this was like 80s style candy, like old as fuck. But I would be sucking on all of that shit.
Sucking on the toes.
So, yeah, that story didn't really go anywhere, but I just wanted to tell you guys.
It felt like candy can't expire, right?
No, it can't medically. No.
Not unless there's meat in it. Yeah. Candied bacon. I don't know.
Ron
Swanson.
Do y'all believe that food can expire? Because I heard this about mold. No, listen. Because mold, mold is a germ and a virus that only attacks food. So if you eat the mold, you'll be good. You're not gonna get moldy yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're
kimchi.
Yeah. Well, kimchi. That's not. Okay. So wait, what's the?
How'd you say it, Jake?
Why did I say that?
You sounded
right.
Yeah.
No, because of fermentation.
Mm.
Right.
Is that the same thing?
Well, yeah, because what's cheese is like, that's mold.
Oh, right, right, right.
So you extend that logic to other foods.
Through the transitive property.
That's just what's the, yeah.
Right, transitive, yeah.
All, you know. Green light, go.
That's a very transitive properties is a very hot topic on our podcast.
Yeah,
that has covered many episodes.
I lit up when you said that. Yeah. Now we're talking.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Now we're cooking.
No, I'm always using the transitive property.
You have to.
No, you have.
How else are you gonna find the equation, the result, the solution?
No, real. No, you know. I know. Yeah, you got to carry the one. You got to show the work.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yep.
It's all about everybody says, you know, you got to do the work, but you got to show the work, and you got to
right.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Starting to snap right now, Brandon.
Show the work.
What are you guys getting up to tonight?
<That's it>.
That's the only other thing at podcasting. Yeah.
Eric, you have the best like dead silence, like 2 seconds of dead silence and then question after that, you know.
The first time we did this, Jack was like, what's the latest you've ever been to something?
Like the latest you've ever gone.
The latest
to an
time
event.
We've ever been out.
Started an event.
Yeah, no, he was just like, so what's the latest you've ever been to anything? Jack goes crazy with the prompts.
I said that.
Yeah. Yeah, the first time we did this pod.
That's an interesting question.
The old iteration, which I don't think we ever actually got into. But you know what?
That was our first time ever. I guess the debut of all three of us in a podcasting form,
right? Because we didn't,
in a sense, are a co-founder of Joy Tactics.
Yes, no, I do feel like it is kind of a spinoff.
It kind of is.
You guys are kind of doing a spinoff because that was the first time. What the fuck? Wait, was that?
What are you squeezing?
Oh, this is just this is just like a little. I'm stimming right now.
Oh, okay, my bad.
So white.
Stress, man.
Yeah.
Oh, that looks fun, man.
Let me stem.
He's been squeezing it for the past 3 episodes.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, no, it gets me in a flow state.
Does it make a sound? Is it gushy?
It's a little gushy. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I know you like this guy.
Chill, man.
Hey, come on. No, I'm sorry. No, that was actually you guys weren't even planning on Joy Tactics was a twinkle in your eye.
That's right.
Right.
And that was
it's dominating the charts.
I don't know. What the fuck? Wait, you guys were on the podcast together and then you were like, let's do our own fucking thing. Let's do it.
Pretty much, essentially.
Yeah. Goddamn.
Works for me, man. 2 years later, for me.
Yeah.
We hadn't talked to each other before. We would just kind of just hanging out and do more physical stuff. And then you kind of encouraged us, like, no, you guys are like-minded. You all do comedy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's just discuss our past and see what comes up. And then next thing you know, because I thought I was going to hate the fuck out of Nate and Eric when we first started doing Joy Tactics, I was like, no, this ain't going to work. I already can already tell you this is going to be a fight waiting to happen. But it's been a lesson in that not happening.
Yeah.
Right.
Harmonious.
That's right.
I'm tapped in. Yeah. I'm a Joy Tactics patron.
Tactician.
I'm a full-on tactician.
Oof.
Yes, I got it. I need to catch up. But you know.
Yeah, you're gonna want to hear these recent ones. It won't make sense if you don't fucking go back to. You gotta listen to them in order, or you're gonna be fucking lost as hell, dude.
But I was so circling back, right? Let's go all the way back. Let's go all the way back.
Back
right?
in the time.
Jamel, Jack, I actually Jack met me before you.
Whoa.
When I was a boy.
Okay. This is real Fairfax. Right. This is Fairfax County stuff.
No, Jack was there at the Comedy Spot at the Ballston Mall.
Whoa.
At the Ballston Mall. Okay. The Ballston Mall.
Hot broth.
This is a place where it's a place that you know, it's comedy sports. They've got comedy sports with a Z going on.
Man, I still want one of them jerseys, man.
You walk by.
That's the last jersey in my collection. Yeah. It's the
Jamel, you'd look sick in one of the referee comedy sports jerseys.
Comedy sports
authentic. Those are sick.
All the red and blue.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No,
get
I can see
a funny nickname on the back of it.
It's one of those buildings where you walk by and there's a bunch of people. It's like pictures of guys making wacky faces and they're all wearing the Comedy Sports jersey. And you see the picture and you're like, there's no way anything funny is happening in that building. Mm-hmm.
I told my mom I was going to make it to the league. She ain't know I was talking about Comedy Sports.
I interned at Comedy Sports in Chicago and my whole job was to, people would write down their birthdays on little slips of paper, and I was just supposed to put their emails and birthdays into an Excel form.
Oh, and that Excel. Was the whole...
That's
the
all whole I got to do. Every single day, I would just type that shit into an Excel form.
The least funny job at Comedy.
Just the most busted job, right. And it gave me like $100 off of class, And then I missed too many classes, so I couldn't even go to the graduation show.
Do you know that the Try Guys on YouTube?
Oh, yeah. Of course I know them.
They were like two of them were like, I remember this when I first moved to Chicago. Do you guys remember this? They were like in this like really corny ass like comedy sports. Like they only performed at comedy sports. It was like an improv group. Do you remember this?
What were they called?
Corny about that, man.
I don't remember what they were called, but I remember seeing the Try Guys and I was like, these guys are fucking like, and then I was like, yeah, this makes total sense.
No, what did the Try Guys do? That's one that I haven't, I never watched any of the Try Guys stuff.
Well, one of their bastards from it, evil bastards, Ned Fulmer, who was a former member, was excommunicated from the group for cheating
and on his wife,
right? Oh. And so they all made like crazy apology videos. Like, one of the guys like is sobbing on camera, like about the incident. And it just was. You all have to go watch the Try Guys apology videos.
That's kind of my only. That's the only knowledge I have of the Try Guys. Really, is the scandal where one of the Try Guys, who I guess a lot of his persona, a lot of his public persona was like, I love my wife and I would never cheat on her.
Yeah, right.
And then he cheated on his wife, and then all of the Try Guys had to sort of
cheated on their wives in solidarity.
Right. They had to get it all.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this.
Saying the same. I don't want to do this.
That's how you know Nate's relationship is so strong. I'm not going to put you on blast fully, Nate.
No, do
but
it.
But you're out here, like, publicly, it seems like you fucking hate your girlfriend more than anybody in the fucking world. Yeah. Publicly, if you look at what we do on the podcast and on YouTube videos and in blogs and stuff, travel vlogs where you're, shoving her in lockers.
That's classic comedy, bro.
Yep.
But
that's
what does
fucking honeymooners, bro? That's day one.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So don't be judging.
But in private, you treat her.
Yeah, just like
a queen. The like queen that she is.
Listening, being responsive, intuitive,
deep cleaning things.
It does seem like my girl just wants me to be like deep cleaning thing. Like when she's like, you don't listen, like what she means is, you should be doing more chores. Like, why aren't you scrubbing something?
It does make such a big difference. It does make such a big, I just read an amazing article about how this man who kept leaving his cup out, it caused his divorce. Okay. And you would think, well, he just left a cup out, but really he was disrespecting her.
See?
By doing that. So be careful, guys.
Just hide the cup, man.
Show some respect. Yeah, hide it.
Use plastic cups and throw it away.
That's right.
Girls hate seeing like stuff that's not in use.
Yeah. And I like to have it at the ready.
Efficiency.
Yeah. Peak efficiency. I don't want to see no trash. Hide the trash.
That's just a matter of even if you don't have a girl, you leave the cup out. You leave cups out. You're disrespecting yourself.
Whoa.
Oh shit!
Damn,
big snaps. Okay.
I have too much of an easy time doing that. Weirdly, disrespecting myself on a daily basis. That's something I need to work out.
Yeah, we know, man.
But it's not easy. Divorcing yourself is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's a violent act.
I wish I could take my ass to court. Can you sue yourself?
Yeah. Walking over to the defendant and the plaintiff, looking losing your mind.
That's a one-man show right there. Defending myself.
You
on
need
both
to
sides
make that, Nate.
Some crazy.
Oh, Nate, I had a good idea. I feel like Nate, what are you doing, man? I'm sending you TV show ideas, texting you TV show ideas pretty much every day.
The craziest, like, pitching me, just basically for
gold.
You said you've already gained your role as the head writer of the Nate Rohn Chappelle show. Okay. You don't have to prove yourself, Jack. I know you.
It's that easy. Well, last night, go ahead, tell them.
the pitch you gave me last night was that I had a reality show, but I clearly spent the entire budget on just like balling out and it's on me. Like, it's just like houses for me. It has goes, it's not, it's like there's no show basically, and it's like dilapidated sets and like everyone's pissed off at me.
Because you see on these challenge shows, it's like, okay, we got to run through the woods of Scotland, and if we do it, we win $20,000 is added to the pot. But Nate's got to just show up to like whatever, some parking garage that they don't have clearance for, and he's in like a gold-plated Bugatti, and all the people show up, and Nate's like, y'all, today we got $3 on the line. You guys got to walk over these fucking something.
Damn. Put no effort into the actual show.
You're hitting the like premium dab right beforehand, like so, like drooling high.
And then, yeah, you'll get kicked out of Hollywood for that, sure. But there's a Hollywood in every single country. So then what do? Boom, go down to Mexico. Oh, do it there. Get, take them for the bag. Boom, wow. Go down to El Salvador. Do it again. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. God, you're just... It's incredible. No,
just you don't want to do it. Just challenge.
You know what I'm saying?
Jamal, if you could be a celebrity in any other country, where would you 100% A-list celebrity where you can get away with many crimes? What?
I mean, the UK, just because it'd be easy for me to, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I have to go to court, I could defend myself.
Right.
Which put I think
is
important.
One of the wigs. Of the
exactly. Because if I start powdered. Really wilding, I'm like, put me there, or I'm either going to the UK or I'm going to Ghana.
Wait, what's the question?
Oh, if you could be a celebrity, top tier celebrity in any other country, where would you be?
Oh, if you could be a top tier celebrity,
yeah,
in any.
And you said crimes. You said you have to do crimes too.
Well, I just figured I would end up like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like top tier A list.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be doing. Who knows? I might get into street racing or.
Oh shit! Pink slips every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Exactly. They drive on the other side. There.
Right.
It might take some. Mm-hmm.
That messes with my mental.
I'm over there. You know, look, that's not. That's a that's a fucking bruv moment. You know, when you get in a car in London and it's on. You're on that side. That's
just confusing much.
The hell? The
driver's accidentally giving the road numb because it's all mixed up and they're doing the passenger.
Jack, you've brought up reverse roadhead about 7 times.
No, I didn't. I
know you
want to
try it.
I just came up with it. Don't you fucking say that, dude. You're supposed to be on my team, man. I just came up with that, man. I'm so funny and smart. It's crazy. Eric, shut the fuck up. God damn it. I'm done.
Reverse roadhead with like 7 GoPros on, 1 on the head, like 2 on the wrists, like all around the car, like Fake Taxi, like that series I've never watched.
Oh, yeah. Fake Taxi.
Yeah.
The premise is that it's one of the ones where I actually haven't watched Fake Taxi. Mm-hmm. Like, I just know about it peripherally.
Yeah.
Right? But you're sort of, you've seen it. You've seen all of it.
Yeah, I've seen it. And basically what happens is it's a taxi driver riding around, and then he picks up beautiful women, and then they hook up and they film it, and then they make hella money, both of them, but them off of the tape.
Oh, and I just busted.
Nate's like,
and thank you, man.
It goes above the camera. It's like goes up so high.
The calmest nut face in the business. I thought your screen froze.
I know, that's all I know, man.
Damn.
Complete stillness.
It's loud though. You didn't. The Zoom didn't pick it up. Though.
I heard a gunshot. I thought it was.
Yeah, that was that.
This is like sexual cash cash.
Basically. Whatever happened to Ben Bailey?
But instead of like questions,
I wouldn't have bat an eye if they start. If somebody started mopping off Ben Bailey, I wouldn't have. I would not have changed the channel.
He's got that build. Yeah. He's got.
I would have watched.
Yeah,
Ben Bailey. What happened to him, man?
Benjamin. He's fucking in the Caymans now, off all that cash cab money.
Yeah. He's good. I'm sure he's good.
He's probably doing cruise ships.
You think they gave him a medallion, like an honorary medallion?
Oh, maybe. Like those are expensive.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, Brandon got a fucking honorary degree. I bet the cab dude. Oh. If I'm the head of the cab dude.
Are we talking? We're talking honorary degrees right now.
I'm giving Ben Bailey.
Where'd you get an honorary degree?
We're talking. We're talking honorary degrees right now.
Look at this one. This dude is accredited.
Where's it from?
Brown University.
Yeah. No.
Brown Town.
You gotta be kidding me.
The American Brown University?
Yeah.
They're just handing them fuckers out, huh?
It was already framed. He didn't even have to frame it.
No.
Is that North Carolina? No.
That was New York. Is that like upstate New York, New Jersey?
Brown.
Wait, are you also a Nova guy? Nova Community College? Or no? Am I making
that up? Yeah, I did some classes up there by George Mason.
Hell yeah.
Learned about the history of Spice.
Ooh. Spice.
The
one by all the Vietnamese spots.
Oh, I thought you were about to go Dune mode.
I thought he was going Dune. Oh, I just thought, have you guys seen, I think I'm the only person here that saw Dune Part 2 in 40X.
I have not seen
Dune
2.
Fuck.
Dune 2. Oh, shit.
I saw it in 70 millimeter.
I saw it in 40X.
With like shaking seats?
Yeah, they're shaking your shit.
And smell? And scent?
Yeah, smell. There's smell. They're spitting out dust.
No.
No, in front of the screen, like dust is coming out every time you're in the desert.
Uh-uh.
They're squirting on you. They're kicking your shit.
And this is just a guy set up in his garage with a Panasonic projector.
Yeah, it was just one guy.
Just you and your girl. The guy just moved you from Sri Lanka.
blowing in my ear.
Damn. Where do they have 40X set up in LA?
Regal in like downtown. It's not. Oh, I don't. Shit. I honestly like
downtown. My first guess would have been Burbank.
100% real. I don't recommend it. It does. It was.
I thought you were joking about getting punched. It was like a man punching you.
No, a man did not punch me.
All right, I'm just checking. I just wanted to be thorough. Yeah.
Matt Rife was
just there.
In my ass. Well, I'm doing Part 2 on my laptop.
Did you get the Dune bucket, man?
Yeah. Hey, come on. Hey, slow down, man. Hey, come on. Why does that look like something else to my ass?
Hey, you know what I mean?
Kind of show, man. Hey, come on, man. Hey, whoa. Yeah, 40X is not. It should be a 10-minute experience at like Universal, right? 40X. It should be like a fun. Oh, you go on a fun little 4D ride. This is a 3-hour movie. It's a 3-hour movie. There, your seat, like the seats, like move, and you know it's
can
crazy.
You watch like any movie in that format? Like, could you watch Zone of Interest in the 40X or
the Holdovers in 40X?
Oh shit!
You could, I guess, but. I mean, like, you'd have to, you can't do it in the theater, but I guess you could like do that at home. Nobody's stopping you.
Right.
Yeah.
Speaking of, the Oscars are, I guess it's going to come out
Monday night,
but the Oscars are about to pop off.
Yeah.
Are you guys doing anything for the Oscars?
We should do. We should probably get dressed up and do a little something, Brandon.
Yeah. I don't know. You have been telling me that you have Oscar fever.
Yeah.
Jamel keeps talking about how he has Oscar fever.
Who doesn't this year? It's so fucking highly contested. This is the best year.
I tried to take some
Alka-Seltzer
for it. It didn't work, man. I think there's only one thing that's going to stop this.
There's no cure. It's Bradley Cooper winning best actor and director.
Yeah.
That's the only cure.
Clean sweep Maestro.
You want it so bad for him.
Have any of y'all seen Maestro?
I haven't.
You have, Nate?
Give it a shot. Yeah.
In my head, the whole movie is just him smelling stuff, like him thinking about how smells make him feel.
Put the schnoz to use.
Yeah.
It's not. It's like, dude, he put his whole fucking pussy into that movie. Like, you can't deny it. Like, he fucking did. He did it, and I think he deserves something for it.
Hey, if he went off, he went off.
He most definitely went off.
So you are coming with the mad respect.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Are you kidding me? He was in makeup for fucking 6 hours a day, directing the thing, starring it, writing in it. Everybody's saying this is his vanity piece. Fuck that shit, dude.
He went off.
Cillian Murphy didn't fucking write Oppenheimer and direct it.
No, I mean, Brad wants it more than anybody. So they should just let him, just give it to the guy that wants it the most.
Right.
I think that's how
I have no problem with that. Have you seen his James Lipton interview, Actors Studio, where it's like Bradley Cooper's the first ever actor to be a student at the Academy or whatever and then come back and give an interview?
Yes.
And it's this super emotional interview. But there's one part of it. It's funny how emotional it is. They're kind of, well, there's basically one part of it where they start saying Latin phrases to each other. That just kind of makes me laugh. This Bradley Cooper says that he like studied Latin, and then James Lipton is like, and it's like, what the fuck is happening?
Damn, I never heard that type of language structure.
Oh, you didn't know it. When I was in special ed school for all of seventh grade in a trailer in Fairfax, we had Latin class where the teacher would sell us sandwiches that he was making at home.
What? Wait, how are we doing?
Wait, in Latin?
He sold you the sandwiches?
You were taking...
Yeah, he would sell us.
Because I feel like kids would take Latin class and be like, I figured it out. Because Latin is the root of all languages, so I take Latin, I will learn every language.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's kind of a safe bet for neurodivergent individuals. I think they tend to like, all right, the system's not working, throw them over here. Mm-hmm. So everybody at this school had to take... Latin to see if it would stick.
And wait, so the teacher was selling sandwiches?
Were they
sandwiches and pastries?
Bussing? Were they delicious?
Yeah.
They were frequently bussing and delicious. Yes. And they were it wasn't a lot. It was like $1 to $5 depending on what it was.
So this was like a service.
What does he do? He's like hawking bologna sandwiches.
It is truly a guy who would start out class this way. He was probably 60 years old. Like plastic wrapping a bunch of food and just putting them on the table, and the kids would see what they wanted to buy, because it was cheaper than getting like whatever food, because there wasn't a cafeteria.
Wow,
it was cheaper than like getting food from a store nearby.
Well, because
you can't give a cafeteria to the special ed kids.
Right. I've seen you.
There's no room.
I've seen you at shows talk about. I've seen you at like mention. Oh, I went to special ed. I was in special ed classes, and people get a little apprehensive at first. People think you're being mean.
Right.
People don't know that you're telling.
It's real.
It's very real.
Someone came up to me after a show one time though, and was like, "Dude, I think it's amazing that like you're still able to do this, even though." You're a special needs person. Like, keep it up, man. And I was kind of like, that didn't feel great.
Also, what do you think this is? You're not crunching the numbers or no shit.
How long were you in special ed?
Fourth grade until senior year of high school.
But why did I
popped into regular classes here and there.
Yeah.
Like, I had regular chemistry.
You were playing both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had an ear to the ground.
All you need is a couple regular days.
Why'd you get thrown in originally?
Just plain and simple bad grades, not paying attention.
Yeah. Well, that's the weird thing about special ed is it's a little too broad in scope. Right? It's a real hodgepodge. Because I remember at Robinson, they would have, it would be like, okay, like this person has.
I'm pretty sure hodgepodge is offensive.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
Can't
say that to niggas, bro.
At my high school, it would be like, there'd be like a couple kids with like Down syndrome or like, you know, severe autism, and then like a blind kid, and then just like two kids that were just too mean for regular class. That were just
totally.
That's the next Breakfast Club.
It is very breakfast.
The Charlemagne one.
Breakfast Club.
We had like,
damn, got to bring Angela Yee back for that.
Oh yeah,
that'd be hard.
Yeah, so what? So you were there. You were there fourth through senior year, which I don't know. I don't mean to. We don't have to talk about it if you don't want to, but you know,
I'll try, man. I'll try to talk about it without getting choked up, man. But no promises.
So it's like you and how many kids?
Of normal size class of kids,
like probably 30,
20. Yeah, 30 but kids. Probably between around 20 or so,
and. You're like,
and it was all sorts of different people. It would be like, yeah, people with Down syndrome or autism, or people just with medical problems. If they had like seizures, or this one kid had like a really strange, like probably a quarter size hole in the back of his head that he always had to have a buzz cut, and there was like a hole and it looked like it was filled with peanut butter. I was in there. I'm like, feel like I'm just. I don't know what it was. I don't know. I don't know why the fuck I was in there, man. Why was I in there?
Why did it look like there was peanut butter in there?
I don't know, man. I think it had to be protecting something. Yeah. I think it
crunchy?
Had to be like it was.
Oh, it was like a smooth cream.
Smooth.
Oh, probably Vaseline.
Yeah, brown. Smooth. That's what I'm thinking. Is it was probably just covering like a surgery site.
Yeah, it's quite simple.
But that's normal. There's people who are just whatever, have rough childhood homes or just are troublemakers get lumped in there too. It's just kind of everybody who's not getting great grades for whatever reason is going to go hang out in there. And then once you're in there, you're falling behind already. So then it's like, how am I going to jump back in? I already missed it.
Yeah, that does feel like something of a broken system, right? I mean...
Now that you mention it,
I feel as though Brandon cracked the case. I don't know. I mean, it's just like okay, like because it's like a guy who's like dad hits him or whatever, and but there's nothing wrong with his.
Huh?
I don't know. Like that's like well, is
oh
like,
he gets dumb because his brain cells are gone because his dad keeps smacking him on the coconut.
Or no, he's not dumb, but he's just Yeah, like there's. I don't think you're dumb. I don't think you're dumb for taking special ed.
Thanks, man.
I don't think anybody's dumb for
Eric.
Look.
Agree with him, Eric.
Yeah, man. I've never thought that. Right? I've never said that.
Yeah, we're being real now. Yeah,
I mean, very uncomfortable.
If we're being for real. If this isn't a comedy show anymore, yeah, it would be. Of course,
but if it was a comedy show.
Still, I would stop making jokes. Yeah.
Yeah,
man.
But what did you, would you say that you, what did you learn? What did you learn from special ed? Would you say about humanity?
I learned that movies are a perfectly acceptable way to learn books. I learned that.
Hell yeah.
You know what? I learned that it's just fine. Whatever happens in school is just fine because you get out in the world and it's all the same.
It's all the goddamn same.
That's right.
That's right.
That's like, beautiful.
That's bloody right.
Damn.
Yep. So Eric, you think you're special because you took a bunch of Ivy League school classes, pretty much have a degree from Harvard, Yale, Cornell, like guest lecturing almost every weekend.
Yeah, I didn't
want
to bring that shit up, but yeah, I don't even think that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brown is in Rhode Island, by the way.
It is.
I want to make sure I'm glad. Rhode Island.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of it. That was gonna.
I had to get, yeah, that was gonna
drive me mad.
Yeah.
And guys, I have to go meet my dad and my brother at a sauna to go have a bathing experience.
Oh hell yeah!
Which one?
The Wall Street Baths.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. And the last time we were all in a sauna together was when we were in Germany, and we didn't realize it was an all nude co-ed spa, and it was me, my dad, and my brother. And one of the memories I have is of my dad, my brother. There's like you go through all there's like 18 rooms at this spa in Germany. And one of the rooms is like you lay down on like a marble slab and then these like German like massage attendants like scrub the shit out of your body. And my brother and I had got that done. And then we stood up waiting for our dad to go to the next room. And I just remember seeing him naked getting scrubbed to shit by this like tall German woman. And it was just like the most vulnerable I'd ever seen my father in my life.
When was this? Was
You could see it in his eyes. Like
I could see it in his body. Yeah.
Yeah.
It
was just.
he could get taken out right there pretty easy.
Yeah.
But you're back at it.
But we're back at it tonight. This one has swimming suit. You wear swimming suits and you could drink beer and stuff. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you got you like, did you grow from seeing your dad's cock, you think?
I hey, think man. Undoubtedly. Yeah. Undoubtedly.
Okay, well, you know, I'll let you
it seems like a good note to close it up.
I'll let you do that. Do you guys have anything that you want to plug?
Do you have anything
that you want to tell them? Are you guys on the road right now?
Me and Jack have a couple more shows. We got like end of March, we're doing Milwaukee and Chicago and Pittsburgh and Philly. And then we're going to LA in early April, and Nate's going to do our show. Not our show. We're all doing a show together.
You guys were at the Punchline in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And that's that, you know, did you guys hang out at that? It's like attached to that diner.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. We did.
Hell yeah.
Have you done it before?
I did it once and I didn't have an opener. They assigned me an opener who was like, this lady that's like, yeah, I usually just like do churches.
Yeah.
and then a feature who was, some guy, but I was there with zero friends. So I just kind of lorded over a table. I just like was at a table at the diner and just like let people come kiss the ring.
Oh.
After my show, The Punchline. But that was, you know.
Our opener was so nice, but before he went up, he was like, by the way, like, if I can't crush in front of these people, like, you guys have no hope. Basically, like,
thanks,
our audience, it was like fully all Joy Tactics, like a bunch of like 28-year-old white guys with beards and glasses. And so, and he didn't really crush, but
they don't really do research with the openers.
No, pretty tough.
Kind of, run the slots.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's a funny time. It's a funny time at the Atlanta Punchline.
It was kind of sick.
Like
it.
They seemed like a little family there.
Yeah, they were hella nice.
They were all hanging out afterwards, eating food.
Yeah.
No, it's nice. Well, yeah, Joy Tactics. Yo, check it out. If you guys aren't tapped in to Joy, I feel like, you know, you got to tap in. If you're not, tapped in.
Should be. You could be.
Tap in now, please. We need it.
Yeah.
Badly.
All right. Thank you. Also, Connor's movie.
Yeah. And Nate's in it too.
And Nate's in it.
Mm-hmm.
When does that come out?
There's gonna be a premiere at the Los Angeles Festival of Movies. I think April 7th is the first time we're showing it.
Ooh-wee.
So, yes, sir.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yeah, all right,
thanks, y'all.
Peace out. Yeah,
thank you, guys, man. Peace.
Damn. All right, I hope that was.
I think that was. Right. I thought that was.